I've been coming to OA, I can't always track it, it's somewhere in the region of 20 years.
Wow.
And if they'd have said to me when I first meeting, I went to, you'll have to come for 20 years, I would have walked out the door. But weight-wise, my eating history is I was an under-eater, and then I became an overeater. So I've got some photographs here of... I've no idea what I weigh at the moment. I think at my heaviest I was probably 11 and a half stone. And at my lightest, I think I was 8 stone. So I've sort of swung wildly between. See if I pass those around. So I'm just really going to do a before and after. Why I came here, what my life was like before, and how things are today. So whatever comes out. So I haven't had a lot of time to prepare, so I apologise in advance. I started out always feeling rather less than. I'm not too sure where that came from. I had a very successful father, and I always felt a little bit like I was never quite good enough. You know that feeling when you go into a room and you always feel less than everybody else? I've had that since the beginning, really. So when I was at school, I always gravitated towards the sort of less successful people and sort of hung out with the losers. I felt very comfortable with the losers, which is rather unkind to say, but that's how it was. I went to college because the only entire reason I went to college was because my friend was going. I didn't have many ambitions for myself. I was a bit of a people pleaser and just went along with stuff, really. My addictions really took hold when I left home. When I got my first job, I moved away from home and I was living on my own. And I began my journey of trying to fill the God-shaped hole. I was spiritually and emotionally bankrupt, and I set off on my journey looking for things to fill that hole. And that probably lasted about 5 years of, I feel quite sad about it now really, involved alcohol, lots of sex, drugs, anything I could grab hold of to try and make myself feel better about myself. Unfortunately, I found somebody who was in a similar place and, you know, had my companion on this journey of self-destruction. I discovered food, just trying to think at which point I discovered food. Oh, I then got this idea that if I lost weight, I think because of my alcohol and I was putting on weight, and I suddenly had this idea. If I lost weight, everything would fall into place and life would be okay. So I became very controlled. As an obsessive compulsive person, I took control of my food and underate. And you can see from there's a particular photograph there, I was probably underweight and sort of veering towards serious problems, purely through controlling my food. I remember this particular item of clothing, thinking if I could fit into that item of, you know, I could fit in this particular pair of trousers, life would be fantastic and it would all fall into place. And I remember fitting into these pair of trousers and never being more miserable in my whole life. So, and I think probably purely on a physical level, what happened was my body then was so hungry and so underfed that my overeating began. And the first time I binged, it worked. Things were blotted out, and so then that journey had begun. I think I was working by then, and in quite a sociable job, and they had a bar at work and people used to go there on a Friday night, and it was all very social. But my idea of a good time at that stage was to head for home, call in at several garages on the way, buy as many sweet things as I could, go home, unplug the phone, and just eat mostly for the whole weekend, and then sort of wake up in a sort of bit of a haze on Monday and go back to work. So I was leading this dual life, you know, and my life was going on a practical level, but over here there was a sort of another life going on of being very lost, being very miserable, and I was just going through the motions really, and I knew something was seriously wrong. I think I possibly was clinically depressed and just very lost. And then I tried my easier, softer ways, which involved health. I wish I had the money back, actually, for everything I'd spent on the easier, softer ways. Health farms. I went to Weight Watchers, but I had to keep relocating because when I went to Weight Watchers, I actually put weight on. So I shamefully moved on to the next one. So I sort of did the rounds of all the Weight Watchers. And then there was the woman who put pads on me and gave me little electric shocks to make me measure less. I failed to mention that in between the sessions I was binging. So she couldn't quite understand why this wasn't working. And of course I was paying for all this as well. It's the insanity of the whole thing. Somewhere along the line I think I chatted to my doctor and he suggested an OA meeting, which I'm very grateful for. And the first meeting I went to was in Kent, where I was living. And there was a couple of AA people that were running the meeting. And I remember going in there thinking, what's the angle? Because this is all free, you know, there's no money involved. And then God was mentioned. So I thought, that's the angle. But there was something in that room, and I literally have been everywhere else. This was the last house on the block. So I did go back. And there was very heavy emphasis on the spiritual side of the programme. Strangely, food was a bit of a no-no, you know, it almost didn't like you to mention the food, but I asked one of these AA people to be my sponsor, and we started to work through the steps. I remember sitting outside her house in my car when I had the fourth step to go through, and feeling like I was terrified, actually, to have to go through all the stuff, you know, that I felt I'd done. It was very much like a confessional. But she said to me, well, the first thing you've got to do is let yourself off the hook. You know, you've got to forgive yourself. And then after that, life started to get better. I'd always avoided, I mean, how my life was at the time. I was quite successful in my career, even though I remember going for promotion and I'd binged the night before and I was sitting in the room. I actually didn't give a shit whether I was promoted or not. I did actually get promoted, but it was that whole thing of I wasn't really present. And if, you know, I do remember, as things began to get better, I remember actually being able to be in situations without the aid of alcohol, without the aid of food, and actually having a good time, you know, for the first time feeling I'm actually here, I'm actually in the room, I'm actually experiencing something, I'm enjoying life without the aid of anything, which was a miracle. Also at the time, I was made redundant and I had to become self-employed, which for somebody like myself, you know, with very low self-esteem and was terrifying, and having to sort of market myself and actually having conversations with people about what are you going to be paid, you know, and actually negotiating things like that was very, very difficult. With regard to relationships, I'd always avoided, I think, as soon as a relationship got a bit too serious or somebody was getting to know me a bit too well, I'd do a runner. So, you know, it's just constantly on the run. But I'd actually met someone when I was 40 who was quite a healthy person, which wouldn't have appealed to me before. I would sort of always hone in on somebody that needed fixing. And this person had a child, and I guess because of possibly I'd missed opportunities in my life because of this disease, you know, to do things. But I was very fortunate to meet someone and get involved in a family situation, which was wonderful, by being open. And life was changing for the better. And I'm a very different person now. Now, why have I stayed? Because I've lost weight. The reason I keep coming, this is very important to me, you know, why I'm still here, is my problems haven't gone away. You know, I can't say that I don't have problems in life, because that's what life is. Stuff, you know, gets thrown at you. But the wonderful thing today is I don't have to deal with it by eating or drinking or any other method. And that's such a miracle. I can see life clearly, and I see infinite possibilities today, which I didn't see before. I was a person that just hung on to whatever. Most of my life is spent trying to please other people, and I just hung on to whatever I had. Now, today, I'm completely open to opportunities. I don't actually know, well, I do actually know what my next job is, but I'm self-employed. Which, you know, for a person like myself can be very stressful, but I'm completely open to, I can actually ring someone up and say, I'm available, I've got something to offer, this is how much I charge. For someone like me, you couldn't even go into a room without feeling I shouldn't be there. That's pretty amazing. I have a wonderful relationship with two people. I don't always say that when I'm doing the washing or emptying the dishwasher or cleaning up after them, but you know, for me to have that those relationships when I was somebody that avoided, you know, I didn't want people to see what I was doing with food, or, you know, to get up close and personal, because I didn't think that they'd like what they saw, so that's another miracle. You know, as I say, stuff still happens. You know, I'm dealing with the menopause at the moment, which is a pain. My body's changing shape. Have to come to terms with that. There's only a certain amount I can do. My father has Alzheimer's now. That's not great. I don't know what's further down the road. And a lot of it isn't going to be easy. But I get up every day, I do what I have to do program-wise. I feel I have options. You know, before I didn't have options. I can deal with stuff. And I see a future of infinite possibilities. It's given me a lot of courage. I think I was a person living in fear, actually, without this program. Most of my decisions were based on fear. I'm not frightened anymore. I know that I have this program. I have a higher power, which I didn't have before. You know, I've got somebody watching my back. I've got millions of people I can talk to. So, I think I'll probably leave it there. It should be nice to hear everyone else sharing. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story of recovering this morning. Would you like to suggest a technique for our sharing time?